The Future of the XPRIZE, a few minutes with Peter Diamandis. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. On October 4th, 2004, the Ansari XPRIZE was awarded to Scaled Composites for the successful back-to-back suborbital flights of Spaceship One. This past October, on the 5th anniversary, XPRIZE Chairman and CEO Peter Diamandis talked with Aero TV about the history of technological competitions and how they'll shape our future.
In the last 5 years since the XPRIZE was won, it's been an incredible roller coaster ride. We have had an incredible suite of opportunities to create new prizes both in space exploration and in other areas like energy and life sciences. And I personally have spent probably 80% of my time flying on airplanes all over the planet. So it's been busier than ever. When the XPRIZE got won, I had this amazing sigh of relief, like, things will relax and get easier. It's just been just the opposite. You know, success begets great fulfillment, but the desire for even more. And the fact of the matter is we have so much now. You know, incentive prizes have had a revival, a rebirth, following the Ansari XPRIZE. Prizes have been around forever, you know, back in the 1700s, the Longitude Prize, and of course the Ortega Prize that really kicked everything off here. Today, we are seeing probably, besides the Ansari XPRIZE and the XPRIZEs in automotive and genomics and lunar that we're working on, a dozen other prizes around the planet. During the next 5 years, we're going to see the XPRIZE develop large prizes in a range of different areas. In exploration, we'll be doing more space prizes. I'm really excited about a beamed propulsion launch system prize, where you have the power on the ground transmitted by laser or microwave to a vehicle that's flying into space, demonstrating that in deep underwater exploration, whether it's humans or robotic vehicles. We're thinking about a prize right now for the first autonomous underwater vehicle that can travel around the planet underwater, which would be very cool. We're looking at energy prizes for autonomous cars, for different forms of energy storage. We're looking at life science prizes for human longevity, for autonomous physicians, I call it AI physician, tuberculosis detection in the developing world, clean water for the world. And in education global development, we're looking at prizes that will help the developing world. One of my favorite prizes there is the competition for a system that can build a 1,000-square-foot house in 12 hours. You know, using 95% local materials. Imagine being able to literally 3D print a home. So, lots of opportunities. And it's just a matter of where do we focus our time. When I look at the future of space, I see two roads. One is the government road, of course, and the other road, which is the one I've been pushing so hard on, which is commercialization. And the opportunity that exists is the fact that there's over 1,000 billionaires on this planet who can each individually afford to fund human exploration, much the same way the exploration 500, 600 years ago and the days of Magellan and Columbus were funded by private individuals. If we can get an intersection of true entrepreneurship, the work, for example, that Elon Musk or John Carmack, Jeff Bezos, Eric Anderson, myself, others are doing to get commercial companies going with capabilities, merge that with the excitement and passion that wealthy individuals have. And I think you'll get a culture of high risk-taking, high breakthroughs that could get us to the moon, to asteroids, and to Mars, arguably for a tenth to a hundredth the cost that a government, which can't take the risks, would otherwise have to spend. So that's the vision I'm living into and trying to make happen.
In a moment, what is the XPRIZE Foundation looking for to make future prizes possible? I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plagg. We're listening to the thoughts of XPRIZE Chairman Peter Diamandis on the fifth anniversary of the awarding of the Ansari XPRIZE. If the future of commercial spaceflight, undersea exploration, automotive technology, and even genomics will all be spurred onward by privately funded prize competitions, what does the XPRIZE Foundation need to take the next step?
The XPRIZE Foundation is looking for corporate partners. We're looking for individuals who want to help come up with great ideas. We're looking for folks who are going to help contribute the seed capital we need. You know, we're trying to figure out what are the great prizes that will really instigate and foment revolutions. We're trying to get prizes to be better known and to incentivize higher levels of risk-taking and more entrepreneurs to come into the marketplace. Washington is getting the message that prizes work. For the first time ever, we're having a dialogue with the White House. Department of Energy has come on board very strongly to support the Progressive Automotive XPRIZE. We're in discussions with NASA right now on Google Lunar. Will they come in and support that? I hope they will. Again, we've got to be really careful. This is about private industry, private benefactors. Government can help. But a lot of times the government, when they want to come in and do prizes, they want to put additional rules and regulations of what congressional district. So there's a balancing act. We'd love the government's help if it really keeps the essence of a prize true, which is anyone can play from anywhere, and it's a clear, simple, objective set of rules that someone has to achieve. I've had the pleasure of having Richard Branson offer me a chance to fly on Spaceship Two, and someday I would love to do that. I am also, through my other companies in space adventures and rocket racing, eyeing very carefully what John Carmack is doing. And so between flying on Armadillo's vehicle or Spaceship Two, I'm hoping to get up to 100 kilometers view sometime soon.
Peter Diamandis is the CEO and chairman of the XPRIZE Foundation. Find out more at www.xprize.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.